This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. Rashi in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yutes tells us that by Makas Dam and Tzvardeya, Moshe did not hit the Nile to bring about Makas Dam and Tzvardeya, but rather was done by Aharon, because Moshe owed the Nile a debt of gratitude for protecting him when 80 years earlier he was placed in the Nile to hide from the gzera of Kol HaBen HaYiloid HaYa'ira Tashlichu. And Rashi gives a similar explanation for why Moshe himself did not hit the earth to bring about Makas Kinim, but rather was done by Aharon, because he was grateful to the earth for having covered and concealed the body of the Egyptian taskmaster after Moshe killed him with the Shem HaMafarish. The obvious question is that the Nile and the earth are inanimate objects. They did not consciously give protection to Moshe, nor would they appreciate any hakaras hatoiv that Moshe would do for them. So what was the point of Moshe not hitting them and showing hakaras hatoiv to objects that don't really know the difference? The Balei Musar explain that such demonstrations of hakaras hatoiv are not for the benefit of the objects from whom a person derives benefit from, but rather for the person's benefit himself, by recognizing all the good that one receives, regardless of the source. One cultivates the midah of hakaras hatoiv, and that leads a person to have hakaras hatoiv to people in the future that may help him, and especially to Hashem, for all the kindness that he does for us. Hakaras hatoiv is not about praising others to make them feel good. It's about shaping yourself into someone who genuinely recognizes and values the kindness of others. A modern-day example of this type of hakaras hatoiv was practiced by Rav Gusman Zatzal, who was the Rashiva of Yeshiva Netzach Yisrael in Yerushalayim. During World War II, Rav Gusman escaped to the forest and joined the Polish partisans who were fighting a guerrilla warfare against the Nazis. Food was hard to find, and Rav Gusman survived on whatever edible plants he was able to find. Many years later in Eretz Yisrael, a Talmud came to Rav Gusman's home to visit him, and he found him watering the plants and the grasses. When asked why he was doing this, Rav Gusman answered that this was his way of showing hakaras hatoiv to the grasses and the plants that helped him survive during the war. Hakaras hatoiv is not about who you show appreciation to. It's not about where it's directed. Rather, it's about who it turns you into. Another lesson that can be derived from the fact that Moshe showed hakaras hatoiv to the earth for hiding the Mitzri is that regarding the water actually saved Moshe by not drowning him. But regarding the earth, it really did not do anything. Because although Moshe thought that nobody saw, as the Pasuk says, Vayifen koi v'choi, vayar ki en ish, Dothan and Aviram did witness this incident and snitched to Pari, who would have had Moshe killed if not for Moshe's neck turning into a piece of marble, as Moshe said, Vayatzileni mecherev Pari. So why did Moshe have to show hakaras hatoiv to the earth if, practically speaking, the earth did not succeed in hiding this episode? Some of Farshim learned that the earth did succeed in providing Moshe a temporary peace of mind by allowing Moshe to think for at least one day that nobody saw him killing the Mitzri, because Dothan and Aviram only told Pare on the next day, as the Pasuk says, Vayetze bayom hasheni, v'hine shnei anoshim ivrim nitzen. So the earth covering the Mitzri gave Moshe protection for one day until Dothan and Aviram told Pare. And for that one day, Moshe needed to show hakaras hatoiv. But really, another lesson can be learned from this. Even if the earth was totally unsuccessful in helping Moshe, he still needed to show hakaras hatoiv to the earth. The Torah is teaching that since the earth was willing to help and tried to be of assistance in doing its best to cover up the dead Mitzri, Moshe was obligated to show hakaras hatoiv for its good faith efforts, and therefore did not strike the earth by makas kinim. And this is a very strong lesson that we can learn, whether it's a shadchan who reads a shidduch and the shidduch does not materialize, or a friend who tries to help with good intentions but is unsuccessful in helping. All these people must be shown hakaras hatoiv, even though their kindness did not succeed or produce any results. So two valuable lessons can be learned from the hakaras hatoiv that Moshe showed by the first three makas. Firstly, hakaras hatoiv is not about who the recipient is, but rather to make you into a better person. And secondly, hakaras hatoiv is not about the outcome, but appreciating the effort that was made. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that by Makas Dever, the Pasuk says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, Vayomos kol miknei Mitzrayim, and all the cattle of Mitzrayim died, umi miknei b'nei Yisrael lemeis echad, and from the cattle of the b'nei Yisrael, not even one died. In the next Pasuk it says, Vayishlach Paroi, and Paroi sent, mihine lemeis mi miknei Yisrael ad echad, and from the Jewish cattle, lemeis ad echad, vayichbad leipar v'loishilach ha'om, and Paroi's heart became hard, and he did not send out the Jewish nation. Ask the Vilna Gaon, why in the first pasuk, when stating that the Makkah did not affect the Bnei Yisrael, does it say Lo Meis Echad, not even one died? But in the second pasuk, it seems to be saying that one did die, because the pasuk says Vayishlach Paroi V'hine Lo Meis Mimiknei Yisrael Ad Echad, up to one, which seems to say that one Jew's cattle died. Secondly, why would the fact that the Jews were spared be a reason that Paroi would act stubbornly and not send them out? The pasuk says, "V'hine lo meis mimiknei Yisrael ad echad," nobody's cattle died, and then continues, "Vayichbad le Paroi v'lo shilach ha'om." Would the fact that the Jews were spared be a reason that Paroi should send them free? It's definitely not a reason of v'lo shilach es b'nei Yisrael. Answers the Vilna Gaon that Rashi in Parshas Shemos tells us that one of the Egyptian taskmasters set his eyes on a Jewish woman whose name was Shlomis Bas Divri. And one night, this taskmaster ordered her husband out of his house. And the Egyptian entered the house pretending as if he was the husband. And from that union between them, a child was born. Rashi tells us in Parshas Emor that this child was eventually known as the Mekalel. Ramban quotes an opinion that before Matan Torah, the status, if a child is Jewish or not, is based on the father. If the father is Jewish, then the child is Jewish, and if the father is a goy, then the child is a goy. That means that this child born from the Mitzri and Shlomis Bas Divri was considered a goy before Matan Torah. And the cattle of this child during Makas Dever all died because he was a Mitzri. The first pasuk that says, Umi miknei b'nei Yisrael le'meis echad, is stating a true fact that even one animal of a Jew did not die by Makas Dever, because the Makalel's animal that died was considered the cattle of a Mitzri. And that is why in the second pasuk, when it says Vayishlach Paroi V'hine Lo Meis Mimiknei Yisrael Ad Echad, the pasuk says Ad Echad. The Jewish cattle did not die with the exception of one, and that was the cattle of the Makalel, because the cattle of the Makalel did die. Paroi views the Makalel as a Jew, since his mother was Jewish, and once he saw that this Makkah of Dever affected even one Jew, when Paroi saw that the Makkah affected someone who he thought was Jewish, although he wasn't, he hardened his heart and did not want to send out the Jewish nation. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's why in the first pasuk it says B'nei Yisrael, umi miknei B'nei Yisrael le'meis echad, from the B'nei Yisrael who were truly Jewish, not even one died. However, in the second pasuk, it does not say the words B'nei Yisrael, rather Yisrael. Vayishlach Paroi v'hine le'meis mimiknei Yisrael ad echon, because Yisrael is referring to someone who is not really Jewish, just has a Jewish connection. His mother was Jewish. And since Paroi saw that from miknei Yisrael, from someone who he thought was Jewish, meis ad echon, one person with a Jewish connection's cattle died, the cattle of the Makalel, whose father was a goy and mother was a Jew, his cattle died, then vayichbad le'paroi v'loishilach za'om, that caused Paroi to think that Jews were not totally spared, and he therefore did not want to send out the Jewish nation. The Makalel's cattle died, but he was considered a Mitzri, and that's why the pasuk says, Umi mikne b'nei Yisrael le'meis echad. But Paroi viewed the Makalel as a Jew, since his mother was Jewish, and since, in his eyes, one Jewish person's cattle died, b'hinei le'meis mi mikne Yisrael ad echad, therefore v'yichbad le'paroi v'lo shilach es ha'om.